Good morning and welcome to Grendene S.A.'s audio conference to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2016. We'd like to inform you that the press release relative to the first quarter of 2015 is available at the company's IR website, both in Portuguese and English, and that this call will be conducted only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later, we'll start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please request the assistance of an operator by pressing star zero. Once again, this conference is being recorded and it will be made available at the website /ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us today, we have the company's main executives, who will also be available for the Q&A session. Mr. Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Mr. Gelson Luiz Rotirola, Deputy CEO, and Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as other company's executives. Before moving on, I'd like to inform you that forward-looking statements made during this call about the company's operating and financial performance and perspectives are mere forecasts based on the company's expectations concerning the future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, on the economic performance of the country, and also on the economic performance of the sector. I'd like to now turn the conference over to Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, you have the floor. Good morning. Thank you for participating a conference call conducted by Grendene to announce our results and discuss the company's outlook. As you know, we disclosed yesterday our release, and now those numbers are available at our website, including a presentation which can be followed during this call. I'll be brief in my remarks. I'll be highlighting some of the most relevant aspects. I'll move then to the Q&A session. Before we start a discussion of the performance, I'd like to call your attention to the dividend payout and interest on equity concerning the results of this first quarter. According to the company's bylaws and the current dividend policy, which was established on February the 13th, 2014, and disclosed on a material fact on the same date, the management proposes a first interim dividend payout on interest on equity relative to the balance on March 31st, 2016 as follows. 30 million as interest on equity, a gross amount. The net amount would be 25,500,000 allocated to dividends for the 2016 fiscal year, and 51,194.65 as interim dividend for the 2016 fiscal year. The sum total of those amounts comes to a gross total of 81,109,824.16, or a net amount of 76,690,824.65, which the company will pay at referendum of the general shareholders meeting set to approve the statements for 2016 as of May the 18th, 2016. Shareholders of common shares will be entitled to those dividends. Shareholders which are registered at the company as of May the 3rd, 2016, which is the cutoff date. Starting on that date, the credits on interest on equity will be made individualized by shareholder with the respective income tax withholding at source as per the legislation in place. Thus, Grendene's shares, GRND3, will be traded ex-dividend and ex-interest on equity starting on May 4th, 2016 at BMF Bovespa. Let's then discuss the company's performance for the first quarter. It has become a routine to assert that the Brazilian economy is now presenting a low level of activity. Indeed, since 2010, the last time Brazil's GDP presented growth, the economic activity in Brazil has only retracted. In this quarter, it was no different. The economic scenario deteriorated further as we had anticipated. Just as in Q4 2015, our result in Q1 was not that good. We saw a drop in net revenue of 10.5%, which was close to the drop we saw in the fourth quarter of 2015, which sat at 8.9%. And we also lost volume both internally and abroad, with drops of 30.8% and 10.1% respectively, compounding a total drop of 25.3% in the number of pairs delivered in the quarter, 11.8 million pairs less than in the first quarter of 2015. The difference in drops of volumes and net revenue can be explained by the hike in prices of 16.9% in the internal market and of 24% in the external market, making for a total hike in prices of 19% in Q1 2016 when compared to Q1 2015. It's important to remember, to remind you, that the prices we see are a combination of the prices which are asked, a variation in the sales mix, and in the case of exports, also of the effect of the foreign exchange rate. Still, the company's net income grew 4.2%, going from 137.8 million to 143.6 million. And the EBIT dropped 26.5%, going from 111.9 million to 82.3 million, respectively in Q1 2015 and Q1 2016. The increased tax burden on the payroll, where Social Security contributions went from 1% to 1.5% in the internal market, the decrease of the Reintegra program from 3% in the first quarter of 2015 to 0.1% starting in December 2015, and also the PIS COFINS sitting at 4.65% starting in June 2015, all of that over the financial results, financial revenues, were factors that made it difficult for us to obtain better results when we compare figures now with those of Q1 2015. It's important to observe that the effects of the foreign exchange variation, which brought a bit down, were offset by hedging operations, where we obtained 14.4 million reais in terms of financial results in those operations conducted at BMF, which we conducted to hedge our export revenues. Besides a very feeble economic situation, we're also harmed by the recognition of a provision for a probable loss of a lawsuit of a civil nature at the amount of 7.3 million, which affected a bit and consequently the net income. This non-recurring negative effect by itself accounted for 143 percentage points in the EBIT, which would have been 18.8% had we not recognized that provision in Q1 2016. Still, in other words, if we include the negative effect of that provision, the net margin posted a record in the first quarters, reaching 30.2%. The significant drop of 25.3% in volumes in Q1 2016 reflected a sharp drop in demand in the footwear industry when we compare with the same period of last year. We do not, as of yet, have official numbers, but we estimate that the consumption of shoes in Brazil in the first quarter of 2016 saw a drop of 12% when compared to 2015, way above our expectations. If those numbers are confirmed, we will have lost market share in the total consumption of shoes in Brazil. It is our assessment that sport shoes and high-end products, which we do not manufacture, suffered less in terms of the economic slowdown when compared to more popular products such as sandals and flip-flops, which make up our target market. Internally, we have observed a drop in volume in all segments and geographies where we operate. It's also true that the favorable exchange rate benefits our exports, especially in Q1, when the percentage of the export revenues is always higher as a proportion of the total revenues. In this case, 32.8% in Q1. As a result of the seasonality, which is natural in our business, the average exchange rate in the first quarter 2015 sat at 2.86 when compared to 3.9 in the first quarter 2016. That devaluation of the real at 26.8% produced a positive effect in our export revenues, which can be expressed in reais by 49.7 million. The cost of goods produced dropped 10.5%, as well as a drop of 25.2% in the volume of products sold, reflecting especially mixed variations, which can be seen as an increase of cost per pair effectively sold, which sat at 19.8%, and the respective increase of gross revenue per pair of 19%, and a net revenue of 19.9%. With those results in this first quarter, we managed to overcome the already high net income level of the first quarter of 2015. But in the current scenario, we have no way of forecasting if the final results for 2016 will be higher than those achieved last year. Volumes will very much likely be lower. Gaining market share will certainly be a challenge, and the results of exports will depend on the evolution of the foreign exchange rate. Let it be clear that we are profitable with an exchange rate of 3.5 reais per US dollar, but we will be even more profitable if that rate goes over 4, especially in the fourth quarter when the export volume is higher. Our policy will be to preserve margins and, whenever possible, obtain higher absolute numbers. In our expectation, the economic scenario will continue to deteriorate, and that, of course, contaminates all industries, and we have no forecast of improvement in the internal market. The macro initiatives which are needed for a possible reversal of that scenario are not even being considered in the current situation of paralysis that we have in our politics, which in turn does not allow us to forecast or predict when the situation will improve or worsen. This way, the risk of having our expectations not being fulfilled increase. In other words, our ability to predict results is affected. We will continue, of course, to pursue results we have proposed, and of course, we cannot predict how much and how far the Brazilian economy will backtrack. Additionally, we observe that the high public deficits, the lack of fiscal control, the growing public debt, and the bankruptcy situation of several Brazilian states indicate that more taxes and more monetary squeezes are in the horizon. On the other hand, our strength and our financial independence, our position in international markets, and our ability to adapt are positive drivers that will help us face this harsh reality. For these reasons, despite the fact that we are aware of the risks, we will maintain our targets from 2018, which have been announced and which we reiterate now. Growth in this period from 2018 to 2018, a growth of gross revenue at a compound average rate of between 8 and 12%, and a growth of net income between 12 and 15%, maintaining advertising expenses in the bracket 8 to 10%. Thank you. That's what I had to present. We can now move to the Q&A. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. We now close the Q&A session. I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. Once again, our ability to deliver results in an adverse scenario has been tested and proved. and that inspires us to improve our business model increasingly to deliver profits on a regular basis with a privileged cash situation and good dividends are Grandene's main characteristics, which we plan on preserving, and we'll do our utmost to do it. Thank you all once again. Grandene's conference call is now over. We'd like to thank you all for participating. Have a nice day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.